You are listening to episode 895. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm so proud of you for being here as you get ready to sit down and meditate, or maybe you're walking or lying down or running errands. It's all good. We're all at our own place and time on this journey to slowing down and connecting to the best part of who you are, and that's the part you reach when you meditate or when you slow down and simply become aware of what you're doing and how you're feeling. These are all incredibly beneficial to you experiencing more peace, energy, and clarity in your life. In today's episode, we continue with our series of Freedom from Your Ego, where in each episode for this 7-part week-long series, we always focus on a topic for an entire week, using different meditation techniques to see what works best for you as you manage life challenges, such as letting go of ego tendencies, the resentment or jealousy or arrogance or judgment, all these emotions that take you away from the best part of who you are. And I'm Mary Meckley. I'm excited to be sharing today's meditation technique with you as you do release your ego's attachment to these negative emotions that can derail your best efforts. And I offer a full complete guided meditation every single day on my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you receive a full guided meditation using these same techniques. Plus you receive a slowdown guide with the full week's meditation techniques organized nicely for you that you can refer to again and again. And you receive a journal customized around this week's topic. So that this week's journal is all about releasing your ego. So it's really like what many people tell me, therapy for your soul. Now, you can join this membership subscription site at, as I mentioned, sipandom.com. You can receive your first 2 weeks free, so you can try it out and see how you like it. You also get access there to my library of almost 900 meditations there. So let's move you into your meditation today using the technique which has to do with a chakra. Every Thursday I share a chakra technique, and every Thursday I like to share a productivity technique with you, because when you create habits, focusing on one particular habit each day of the week, pretty soon this becomes your lifestyle, and meditation is a lifestyle. So your productivity tip for this week has to do with you moving forward as you release your ego attachments and going through your belongings, the things you have in your home or your office, even your car, where you spend the most time, and getting rid of those things that remind you of qualities that no longer support you. So if you have different mementos of things that bring out emotions that do not support you, just maybe consider letting those go. Maybe there are even things around you that you don't really feel that excited about. They don't really speak to you or move you the way they used to. I'm a big fan of the KonMari method, and in her book, The Happiness of Tidying, I believe that's what it's called, She talks about things sparking joy. Well, if what you have around you doesn't spark joy, doesn't excite you, then consider getting rid of it, giving it to someone else who it will provide happiness for, or donating it, just moving it on out of your life. Because a lot of times the things you have around you can keep you stuck in the same way as ego emotions. You can become attached to your things. So if your things aren't really giving you that much pleasure, of course you may need some of your things, but I think you know what I'm talking about. Things that aren't so necessary you have around you. Consider passing those on. And I'll help you do this with a technique today that has to do with your chakra. To do this technique, if you're seated right there in your meditation space, you might be beginning to relax your body and your mind. You might close your eyes and just keep them slightly elevated. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. You can relax your jaw, your shoulders, your stomach, those areas you're likely to hold your tension. And become aware of some of the emotions where you would love to pass these emotions on, just as you might want to pass some of your belongings on. And if you consider your sixth chakra, this chakra is all about your ego, releasing your ego. And you can find this location. Every chakra has a location on the body that represents where your emotions settle. So if you feel fearful, you often feel that in your stomach. Or if you feel love and compassion, you often feel a great expansiveness in your chest where your heart is located. Well, that's the location for love and compassion for your chakras. Your ego is right at the base of your head, the dip right above your spinal cord, the little dip behind your neck. It's referred to as the medulla oblongata. It's kind of a crazy word, but this is where your sixth chakra is located, and it's where you release your emotions because it's considered the seat of your emotions. And isn't it interesting? The ancient yogis thought this, but now science shows that our lizard brain, the fight or flight response section of our brain, is located in the back of our brain. And this is where we're triggered and we instantly feel fear or anger, and those mechanisms that were likely very necessary for survival. Well, now, as we like to think we are evolving on a higher level, we focus on the emotions that are more on your prefrontal lobes of your brain that, coincidentally, is located near your spiritual eye. That is right in the middle of your forehead. So for this chakra focus, if you love chakras, and even if you don't, this symbolically helps you. And physiologically, you can feel it in your body if you really notice the subtlety. If you place your hand, just place your left hand right there at the back of your neck, the dip in the back of your neck, and place your palm right over that. And think about some of the big ego emotions you have. Some of the big emotions today that you would love to release, or maybe they've become thought habits and patterns, and before you knew it, some years ago, this became your regular thought pattern. This anger or resentment, this attitude of prejudice or judging, it just became a part of your normal. So bring to mind some of those ego emotions. The color of your sixth chakra is indigo. You can imagine surrounding those emotions with this deep blue and watching them float away, be carried away. Make it fun. You can really visualize how you want to manage these emotions. And if you take your other hand, your right hand, and place it on your forehead, the center of your forehead, this connects you to the best part of who you are, your highest self. So as you release those emotions with your left hand at the back of your neck, with your right hand touching your forehead, the center of your forehead, your spiritual eye, bring out your best emotions, your best qualities, and focus on them. Becoming open and expansive so that there's room for these emotions to move in more to your life and to your thoughts. This is a beautiful meditation technique to take into your meditation, or even if you have a little break throughout your day, you could just do this and let go of some emotions that are really bringing you down these days and cultivate those emotions that you want to bring into your life. If you're meditating, meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.